Hello and welcome. You're listening to The Vibe Collective on CITR 101.9 FM. This is the new exec show. Shout out. Shout out. I'm Violet. I'm here, one of your hosts, and I'm joined by...
I'm Kiana. I'm part of the student exec as well, and...
I'm Bo. I'm also a student executive.
Heck yeah. Hello. So this is obviously not your full student exec team, but it's three of us, and we're going to get into our introductions and tell you a little bit more about what you can expect from the Vibe Collective, and there'll be different hosts more or less every other week. So you won't always be hearing from us, but sometimes you will. But we just wanted to kick it off. This is our first show, which is really exciting. We're going to be doing a little bit of chit-chat. We're going to be doing a little bit of music playing. We've got some great stuff lined up for you. We're going to be doing some icebreaker questions. Yeah, I'm really excited. How are you guys feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm excited. It's weird hearing my voice in like so close up.
Yeah, yeah, for
but
sure.
It's also like kind of addicting. Like, I want to keep talking. It's kind of addicting.
No, yeah. I agree. It's like ASMR. It's also really weird because it's like you're hearing in HD for like the first time in ever.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm stoked. Our first song, should we get into it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We wanted to play something from one of our fellow exec members, Sasha. He's currently going by Tractor Beam, but he has some songs currently on Spotify that are kind of like old releases, and so we wanted to play one of those followed by a song by the same title. So the first one that you're going to be hearing is Spring Cleaning by Strudes Monroe, followed by Spring Cleaning by Zoe Beyonce.
A theme, if you will.
Yeah, we're doing a little theme here, so... coming out right up, Spring Cleaning by Strudes Monroe.
I share a smile with my living room daisies. It's nice to know that my babes need me like I need them. If the day goes by where I don't water the flowers, I fear I'm wasting my human powers like a mortal man. It's nice to watch things grow. And it's nice to make things change. Days I cling to my spring cleaning, dig out corners to find new meaning in a different world. And I saw spots I haven't seen in years, and unpacked all my hopeless fears. I'm reborn. It's nice to watch things grow. And it's nice to make things change. And it's nice to watch things grow. And it's nice to make things change. I shared a smile with my windowsill daisies. It's nice to know that my babies need me like I need them. most nights I'm feeling so idle.
And we're back. You're listening to The Vibe Collective on CITR 101.9. We're broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. You just heard Strudes Monroe, Spring Cleaning, followed by...
Spring Cleaning by Zoe Biani.
Yeah, a little back-to-back Spring Cleaning feature.
Yeah.
Super fun. Yeah, I thought, you know, for our first show, we can get to know the hosts that are in the studio. Again, only a portion of the student exec, but I think it'd be fun for everyone to get to know us a little bit better. So do we want to just go around, repeat our names, talk about our position and kind of what we do at CITR?
Yeah. Do you want to go first?
Sure. yeah, my name's Violet again. I am the spoken word student exec. So I kind of help run anything that's not music that goes on air, so spoken word. A lot of people have been coming in for my tours and stuff and thinking that I do, like, spoken word slam poetry.
Yeah. I literally, up until I spoke to someone, I was like, so it's like, do you write poems? I asked, do you write poems? She was like, no, it's any art that includes speaking words.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That's like an art.
So, I totally understand how there's this, that, like, misunderstanding for people who are coming in that they just don't realize.
Yeah.
Or they think it is poetry. But I never made that connection. So the first time someone asked me that, I was totally caught off guard. And I do write poetry.
Oh, what am I saying? Yeah.
But... not for CITR.
Yeah. But shameless promo.
Yeah, shameless
promo. Next time someone asks, just say,
I'm a poet.
Yeah, actually, look me up.
yeah, so that's kind of what I do. I also am a co-host of the podcast or the radio show Therapy Hour with my co-host Halle, where we talk about issues that might come up in therapy. We launched that very recently. And a couple weeks ago, we had our first episode, which was about crying, all about shedding a tear. It was really well received. We were really happy with how it went. And then, is today Wednesday?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I guess it was yesterday our second episode aired on attachment styles, which was very, like, dense and, like, research heavy. But I think it went really well. And we're already working on the next episode, which is on jealousy. It's every other week, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. So.
I just love the concept so much.
Thank you.
I think it's, like, such a great idea.
Yeah. I was saying I listened to the Crybaby episode, and we had a little quick conversation about crying.
Yeah.
And I'm very pro-crying.
Yeah, totally. Definitely. Same.
I was like, I love it, unless it's, like, out of your control and you're crying when you're not supposed to be crying.
Sometimes you get a little too comfortable crying.
Yeah, but I was like, that I said that primes you for the nighttime.
Exactly.
You get ready.
The tear time.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, tune in. My name's Kiana. I am the outreach student exec. I'm pretty sure that's, like, a kind of newer position on student exec. Mm-hmm. But I just deal with reaching out to people. We come up with different ideas and projects, and I will see how it goes later on. But
who's your staff member?
I don't think I have
one. You don't have one?
Well, Milena was it before me. So I just, like, go to her for questions and stuff.
That makes sense.
But even she was, like, kind of also confused, and because it is so new, but yeah, that's helpful. I can go to her for questions.
Your staff member is an exec.
Yeah. Also, yeah, but yeah, cool. That's me.
Oh, and also you are gonna be, like, spearheading the Vibe Collective, the exec show.
Yeah.
So that's super exciting.
Yeah, I will be doing that.
Yeah. You'll be here most shows probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Get used to hearing this beautiful voice. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Love it.
Okay. Well, I guess
bring the microphone a little closer. Sorry. It's hard to hear you.
I'll just boom. It's a little bit, like, flimsy, and then I'm just gonna move myself. I guess it's my turn to share. So I'm Bo, and I'm the new media executive, which is a very funny way to say the art executive.
Yeah.
Like, there used to be a photography exec, I'm pretty sure, and then just, like, merged them. Because, like, I think I saw some really old emails that were, like, to a photography person.
Yeah, when I was on exec a couple years ago, there was a photography exec.
Yeah.
I feel like, just because, yeah, media's, like, now they call it new media because, like, that involves literally it's art, but it's also you can, like, share art as, like, content now.
Yeah.
That's a broad title, honestly.
But yeah, it is broad.
Yeah.
But, like, mostly what I do is I kind of just work with Ricky. Like, I'm going to be working on, like, an infographic, I'm pretty sure, but generally it's a lot of just helping out with Discorder, which, like, I've been consistently doing it since my first year, so I'm, like, definitely not going to be complaining about that. I love getting involved with the magazine.
Yeah. Were you happy with how the last issue turned out?
Yeah, I thought there was this one typo that we were caught because I did the proofing party with Tasha and Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something that I thought was really funny. There was, like, this piece on a band, and it just, I think it said, like, it says music menus instead of venues, and I just thought it was so funny.
Wait, I love that.
Is that in the final issue, or did you catch it?
No, I caught it, and I was just like, see, it's an alliteration.
That's the cool kind of, like, insider scoop you get on the Vibe Collective.
No, but, like, I thought that was so visual, like a music menu instead of, like, imagine if, like, you did a concert or something, or, like, for Shindig or whatever, or you just, like, instead of a playbook,
you call it
just
a music menu.
I love that. Like,
my playlists are, gonna start calling, go listen to my music menu. The music menu for today's show.
I made a new music menu.
I'm only gonna refer to the music we play.
Wait, that's perfect.
On the Vibe Collective.
Entrees, desserts.
And then we're only gonna play music with foods, titles of foods.
Oh my god,
I have
a
playlist.
Do you have some?
I have a playlist with only titles of, I have, like, the most random.
I just rediscovered this song that I was obsessed with in high school called Fruit by Abra.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know
what you're talking about?
Oh my god, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I went through a little, like, EDM, like, electronic music phase in high school.
Oh my god.
And I listened to it back, and, like, it's nostalgic, but I'm like, this song is not, like, that good. But I would add that to my music menu.
No, but
for being fruit.
Yeah. You go back and you realize you're like, my taste has expanded, but it's
It just scratches an itch. Nostalgic music scratches an itch.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we've got a great music menu continuing on. We've got two more songs from two additional exec members. The president of exec, Aaron, is part of this band Lovely Company. So we're going to be hearing one of their songs called Tumbleweed, followed by the programming exec, Valley, has a song, Zena. It's my personal favorite. That's why I picked it out. But she's got a lot of great stuff on Apple Music and Spotify. So we will go ahead and listen to that. To run, I like to walk my own way. Tangled up in a storm around, and it's barely rain. Seek to seize the day I'm away, like a tumbleweed.
the future in your ear, telling you the things you wanna hear. Cause it'll be alright. Every night he'll hold you close and tight. He'll tell you that he loves you as the moon shines bright. Cause you're his now, Zena, and you'll together till the sun and the stars burn out. No, there's nothing to worry about. And the town around you buzzes with life. As you wear this ring with pride, and he'll hold you through the night. It'll be alright. Every night he'll hold you close and tight. He'll tell you that he loves you as the moon shines bright. Zena and you'll be together till the sun and the stars burn out. No, there's nothing to worry about. Red
Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again.
Wake up call, alarm. Welcome back.
We are welcome.
That was two execs.
Yeah, we got the president of CITR,
Aaron from Lovely Company.
Yeah, in Lovely Company, and then we have my personal favorite song from Valley, but she's got a lot of great stuff on Spotify. That's Valie. Period. On Spotify.
I was going to talk about this, but I was like, let me save it. So save it and we can talk about it now in real time. So they didn't even answer my question, which I'm still curious. Do you guys listen to music when you study?
Well, personally, it's kind of like...
Distracting.
Yeah, because it's like, I always need background noise to do something.
Okay, I was going to say.
And then usually what ends up happening is it's like, background noise, and then finally sets in like, okay, I have 3 hours to finish this huge project. Complete silence, like monitor, tablet, phone, everything dedicated just to like working.
Okay, okay, boom. Yeah, I was gonna say, because I was gonna say, like, if it's not music, so do you like white noise or just silence? Because I get that too. I get literally
it's it like, all is I don't even know. It's like it's at that point where it's just like crunching to the extent that like everything else is like not important.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I typically or, like, don't. Okay. I typically like silence when I'm studying.
That makes sense.
But the two exceptions to that is I used to live in a house with 6 roommates, and sometimes we would all study together in the living room, and people would be having their own, like, side conversations.
Yeah.
And so I would need to, like, block that out somehow to focus on my own work, so I would listen to music.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the other thing is I went and studied at what's the coffee shop, not Boulevard, that's in the bus loop?
JJ Bean?
Oh, is it the JJ Bean?
I was saying,
Bean is so, like,
yeah.
I say it's
the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
I call it like spatial Adderall or like not, oh, sorry, that like was it? Not, but it's just, yeah, some like corners of areas, it's like you're really able to, I'm so
okay, wait,
helpful.
Can I just mention one thing? There's like this terrifying silence that like if you ever go into the really quiet parts of the libraries that
oh
it's
my
like
gosh.
No, I'm not allowed to yeah, I'm not allowed to
too those silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I those are my like my little like consequence areas where I'm like
you've been bad, you've got to study.
You need to like be here. But yeah, okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
like okay, the JJ Bean when I went, they were playing the like lo-fi hip hop study beats.
Oh
literally.
The one with the girl ladder test.
Totally. They were playing that and it was I was so productive. Like, I was like, why don't I do this more on my own time?
They actually play good music. I was like, who's playing your music?
Yeah.
And they, like, didn't know. I was like, okay, maybe,
that's
sorry.
That's not helpful.
But, yeah, they have good music.
Yeah. So those are kind of the only
exceptions. Yeah. I, like, literally have tried so many things just because I'm just not great at focusing.
Yeah.
So I've, like, went through phases of, like, study phases and, like, I'll get, and I've found, like, too much new music while studying. Like, I, last night, I probably listened, I don't know, I'll find when, like, the Spotify Wrapped comes up, like, how many hours of jazz music I listened to.
And that's
like,
what you
literally,
studied to?
Now, it's been jazz. But I get distracted. I'm like, wow, this is, like, such a beautiful piece. And I've never really, like, been super into, like, classical music, all this stuff. But yeah. I'll spend so much time. And I ended up, I made, speaking of like playlists, I made a Spotify playlist called Audible Adderall.
Oh,
which,
I love
which
that.
Which is literally, so it's like all the phases of random like study music I went through. And like during quarantine, my biggest thing was I would look up like cafe noise. Or like library noise, or
someone in
New York. I don't know, like where they. I think they just stand on a street and they record like just the street. So it's just
like hustle,
sounds.
Bustle.
Yeah, it's like sounds
like
of cars.
Think that it's like a boom mic sticking out of a window.
Maybe. Yeah, I feel like it would be like maybe they live in like a good area that,
right.
And it's like people's conversations. And when I was bored, I would just be like so nosy and like I'd just like listen. And it's hours of like New. Like if you look up New York. Street sounds or whatever, it's like literally just random
sounds. It's more of like a white noise
so
thing.
Yeah. And then that was the only thing, that and then like cafe noises and library noises, like YouTube library.
What does a library even sound like?
A library.
What do you mean?
It's
say
like
more.
It's like quiet and then there's like chairs moving and then like papers
and
moving
you
and typing
to this.
Well, I don't like not my free time, but like that was during quarantine, that was the only thing I could not like, because also
it makes
we
you
were
feel
stuck
like
with
people
your,
there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were stuck with like families. Yeah, and I felt like I had like a study buddy.
Yeah.
Because also I would like go back to the YouTube and it would be they were like studying. I was like, okay, I can't look up another YouTube video and leave them.
Right.
But yeah, it was like loud enough. It was just like white noise. But then now I'm back to jazz music, and then but then I also like went through a little like I found artists like I found Rico Nasty through studying for
what?
Because I was like because she yelled and she had because also you know when you need to get something done and you're like angry and you don't want to do
it.
Yeah. So like that. And then so I on that playlist, it's just like all these, there's like metal music and like, and also because I feel like sometimes having something so loud that's like, so, like it's someone's like, someone's yelling at you, yelling at you, and you know like what you're cathartic. Supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I guess
it's like you're scolding yourself.
Yeah, but it's also good. Like it is good music, but it's like it does but it can
for
get
me,
you
like music with lyrics. Because usually my like quote unquote studying is just like writing things. Whether it's a creative piece or like an essay or something. Like
it's too many words.
It's
when
really
you're
hard
listening
for me to focus
words
on
and
what,
writing.
It's really hard it's for a, me to focus on what I'm actually trying to write when I have someone else's words in my ears.
No, I agree.
Here's the thing, though. Sometimes it's like I find myself that I'm like listening to music when I'm doing something, and like that has to do with words as well. And it's like I hear the song that I'm listening to like halfway through it, and I'm like, no, I need to go back. I want to actually listen to it.
Yeah, you'll just start listening to it. That's also, it's a blessing and a curse because I've found like too much music while like I'll be like, oh, this is good. Let me listen to the whole discography and like just take a short break.
Yeah, something that would have taken you like, I don't know, 10
minutes.
It
literally
take
takes you hours.
Yeah.
This actually happened last night. I listened to like way too much jazz music and it was like
so
fun.
Adorable.
I'm not even angry though because it was like really fun, and I learned that that can also be like, there's jazz music that's very like quick paced and like you can drive, that's like driving fast music. You know what I mean? It's like it could be dance music if
definitely
intellectual dance music. But
well, I wish we had some good, like, study music queued up. That would have been a good,
good
little segue.
We can do the lo-fi.
I know. I'm kind of obsessed with it, honestly. We don't have that, unfortunately. But what we do have is we've got Steady by a local Vancouver band, Sleepy Gonzalez. So we're going to, I actually got to see them perform this past weekend. I was emceeing their event, so
iconic.
I'm
we
very cool.
Yeah.
Violet
the MC.
And I actually haven't, this is maybe a bad admission, but I actually hadn't listened to them on Spotify beforehand, but I'd heard a lot
but
about
live,
them.
Yeah, I feel like seeing live people makes you want to listen to
and
their
like,
stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And I heard from a couple people in the crowd who were saying that they really like their stuff on Spotify, but they were like, holy
live is
S word. Actually, we can curse now. It's past it's past eight or whenever. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
They were like, holy shit, bad they word. Are so good live, like even better than pre-recorded.
Yeah.
So with that preface.
Yeah, I love that.
Have you guys seen them live?
No.
I think my roommate actually went to the concert you were emceeing.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Like, I only when I went on Spotify to like add some music for our like playlist did I see the cover and realize, oh, that's the vinyl my roommate brought home the other night, signed and everything.
Cool.
Oh my gosh.
Well, they were probably there then.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Well, without further ado, let's hear Steady by Sleepy Gonzalez.
Steady hands are strangling the steering wheel. Could you turn it around and take us someplace better? A burning rubber on the same old roads, with the highway soaked in the half moon. Heavy glow, heavy glow, heavy. To themselves.
All right, so we're back, and that was Steady by Sleepy Gonzalez.
Heck yeah.
Thank you. Good suggestion.
Yeah, that was a one that Bo picked out for us.
One of the very few groups I know that are, like, Vancouver local.
Still discovering the local Vancouver bands.
Yeah.
And Sleepy Gonzalez is a great one to know.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like finding Vancouver, or just, I guess, like, whatever city you're in, it's, like, kind of hard. You just, like, no, listen to, like, the music you listen to.
The thing is, like, the Vancouver music scene is a lot more intense than, like, anywhere else. Mm-hmm. Like, I was talking to my friends, because I visited Winnipeg when we had a reading week, and I was just talking about, like, how I feel like such a, like, loser, because, like, all of you guys know all these bands and concerts, and you're always going to them, and I'm just like,
you just gotta be on Instagram.
No,
you gotta be on Instagram and see the, like, promos.
Honestly, no, that's valid. You don't even need to. I don't really go to shows.
I love, like, live music so much, and I just never go out.
Oh, also, one thing I was gonna say, well, kind of relevant, I guess.
Yeah.
Literally, at night, there's random, there's just, like, buskers, or I guess people just performing on Granville Street, like, literally, almost, like a lot, like, pretty often, and I'll, like, want to talk to them, but I'll always, like, take a photo of their stuff, and they're pretty good, like, they're, like, they are quite good, and everyone I've seen, like, on Granville, I've, like, wanted to, like, sit and watch.
That's,
and
such,
I'll be
a,
like,
good
leave
way to
me
find new artists
alone. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll just sit and watch, because it is live music. That is considered live music.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you don't need a venue and money.
Definitely.
And
not,
why not? Like, it's literally,
I mean, we're students,
actually,
how much
so
money do we have?
Exactly. Also, that, like, it's a free concert, and it should be valid.
Yeah.
Well,
very valid.
We all collaboratively put together this little playlist on Spotify for our little episode tonight, which was fun to see what everyone was adding. But when we did that, we got to access each other's Spotify accounts.
Ooh.
I love that little evil laugh. And what did you find?
I was just telling Violet. I was first of all, unfortunately, I use Spotify as a social media. Not actually. I do have other social medias.
I don't think that's
Spotify
unfortunate at all.
Is, like, you can know a little bit too much about people sometimes.
Especially because I feel like people don't think that other people are looking and, like, seeing what they're playing and stuff.
That's,
and they're
also
just carelessly, like, playing something that's such a guilty pleasure.
As they should. Yeah. No, as they should. Well, because it's
no
weird.
Guilt.
They
no
have,
guilt.
Like, the private shameless. The private session,
yeah,
which like I didn't know was a thing, and I didn't even know you could like see what people were listening
that.
To.
I know that you could technically turn it off so nobody ever sees that.
No, I know.
My best friend did that, and I got upset. I was
that's
like,
"That's what
no.
the private session is," yeah, which like, I hate. Like, why? Why?
Just free.
Own it.
Be
just
free.
Be free. Be who you are.
But like, no, I do get it. I feel like sometimes you need a little like push because there's like memes about like if they're listening to like a certain album over 10 p.m. like check on them like see if they're okay.
Yeah,
which is so funny. But yeah, I will sometimes like make careful playlists that I'm like I'm sending
I'm proud
a message
of someone.
or I'm or doing something like, but sometimes I won't, and then I'll get bored and like look at people's Spotify's. I'll look at my own Spotify. I'll also find music like through people.
Do you guys keep all of your playlists public? Because I make a lot of mine private.
Yeah, I do too.
Most of mine are private.
I think I privated some of mine. It's kind of just like I couldn't be bothered.
Yeah.
At one point, like, you know that thing where you get really obsessed about something and you like just commit to it?
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
I did that with like my Spotify playlist. So
that's
like
cool.
I actually made playlists and I made like out like a cover or whatever for it. And then recently I actually made folders for them.
Ooh.
But like aside from that, I'm just like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, no, so fair.
So
yeah.
It's like privating my playlist, it feels like
my
too
friend
much.
And my roommate doesn't have any private playlists. All of them are immediately public.
Yeah.
So I feel like such a coward, but I'm like, no, I'm not ready to share this playlist.
Yeah, not everything.
Because I know that people do stalk people's Instagrams, Spotify's, and I don't want to be judged.
That, but also curating playlists and putting like music together, you can be proud of that, and that's an art. So sometimes it's like you want to keep it to yourself, especially if it's like
it's not ready
a
yet.
Crying playlist or something.
Yeah.
Because
true.
Also sometimes you have like really odd songs that you use for certain things like crying or like exercising or whatever.
I think I've got
oh my god, hold
on. Crying playlist.
Like,
no, this is so funny. So my partner has this playlist that's like, and let's say like a crying playlist and the song Hey Ya is on it.
What? Wait, why?
No.
Why did they cry to it?
I don't know.
Oh.
I was just like,
do they legitimately cry
song?
To it?
I mean, like,
maybe.
I know that, like, no, I don't think so, but I know that the lyrics to Hey Ya are kind of, like,
they
pull the rug out
about,
from under
like,
you.
I think it's about divorce or something. I remember seeing a cover that was, like, slow and acoustic, and someone, and then you, like, listen to the lyrics, and it's like, oh,
yeah,
this is about, like, your parents getting divorced or something.
Yeah, so my partner's like, yeah, so this is my cry for help song.
Well, at
goodness.
Least play the, like, acoustic version.
No,
God.
But also, I kind of love that. like something that you would not expect. Back.
Yeah, me too.
The Macarena.
Oh my gosh, I have actually a funny unexpected song story.
Okay,
it's not my story to tell, but it's fine. I'm gonna tell it for a friend. So I had these two friends. They ended up hooking up.
Ooh, scandalous.
I think it was the night they met or something. What? But anyways, so the guy is like curating this like sexy time playlist. But
oh, no.
The girl didn't realize that was what he was making that playlist for some reason.
Wait,
like,
while they were together?
Yeah. Like, she just thought,
he's
like,
he's making a playlist.
Yeah, right? Like, kind of weird.
Okay,
but
yeah.
She just, like, thought he was just, like, making a playlist, I guess, whatever. So he was, like, looking at some suggested songs, and one of them was that song from Ratatouille that's, like,
yeah.
And she, like, looked
no.
at it, and she was like, oh, my God, that's so funny. Like, add that. So
no.
he adds it. Because he, like, looks at her, and he's
it is,
like, really?
Isn't it, like, in French? Oh.
Yeah. But
it's in French.
The fucking Ratatouille. The
romance.
So he adds it, and they start having sexy time, and the song comes on. And she's like, wait, what? Like, turn this off.
Stop.
Okay,
yeah.
No, but have you
that's
heard of that Spotify playlist? That's just, like,
worst songs.
No. It's basically like, I dare you to have sex with this, and it's
there's a worse
like the
songs
hairbrush
to have...
song from like
Veggie
Tales,
like
oh,
no. such funny songs.
The Macarena.
And it's like worse songs.
Wait, I need to find this.
To,
okay, it's. Oh.
Have you guys tried?
Absolutely
I'm
not.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that.
But, But
I'm open to it.
But yeah, so Spotify is amazing. I was saying, I was like, Violet, we kind of had the same idea of a playlist, mm-hmm. and our covers, you can tell from the covers.
Yeah,
I'll like change my bios.
Change it back.
Some, yeah, maybe I will. But like, also, who changes? Like, play, like, I,
well,
I'm
okay,
convinced.
Let's explain what our playlists are. So, okay. You saw that I had a playlist called,
well, I just saw the cover. Oh, so, both of the covers okay. are, yeah. like, windows of apartments.
Yeah. And then mine's called God Bless People with Big Windows, and it was born in quarantine when I would go for walks at, like, okay, this is so creepy, but I would go for walks at, like, the perfect time where it was getting dark outside, but it was
like brighter, dark blue sky,
brighter inside.
Okay, yeah.
And then you could walk without really being seen, and but you could look in and like see someone like cooking their dinner or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
If like they kept their blinds up, and I felt so disconnected from the world during quarantine.
No,
shed a tear.
Yeah.
And so it like actually really helped me to like
yeah.
look, peek into people's like where they were living,
yeah,
and just like
yeah, yeah.
see what
Not
they were doing in their home, because everyone was also home all the time.
I would tell people this, and I'm so happy. Like when I saw that, I was like, wait, I'm not crazy, because I would explain like my logic, and I was like, not in a weird creepy way, but in a, oh my gosh, like everyone has their own life,
mm-hmm.
and it's
yeah.
really comforting
totally.
To see that like other people are also just living. But my playlist, the bio was like watching TV through people's windows window apartments, and not
yeah.
actually, but like also that's like I find
that it's really common for like a good view from the window is someone's TV, and the couch
yes.
is facing away from
yeah.
the window.
No, but
no, it
like
makes
a,
sense.
Like, it makes sense, but it's also, like, a very weird, like, thing that's consistent.
Yeah.
But I also feel like they definitely don't realize that people might be doing
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I don't, like, you never think that somebody's looking into your space.
Obviously, yeah. Not if
you
I wouldn't look if it was something weird or like not I wasn't supposed to be. I mean, that would be like kind of tea if I were to ever. But yeah. Yeah, definitely during quarantine when you felt disconnected and you were
yeah.
like a little bit nosy and like
oh,
let
yeah.
me, you know, the like fake people of there's like a Instagram or like TikTok of like like fake people of New York or
fake people.
So it's like they take a video just of someone walking
uh-huh.
and then they create like a backstory
oh,
for them
oh.
of like whatever, and like me and my friends would do that. That's Ooh. We would be like, oh, they're like watching this, even if it was something boring, like they're watching the news.
So it's kind of like Humans of New York, except like made up. Oh
yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of
I mean
because
we all make those narratives for ourselves all the time.
Yeah,
and then I feel like I was kind of robbed of that during the pandemic, because
yeah.
not only was there not a lot of opportunities for good people watching, but also
mm-hmm.
I didn't really feel safe like being
yeah.
in spaces where I would
where
see
could.
A lot of people
yeah,
in like
yeah,
the
yeah.
height of the pandemic before
yeah.
vaccinations and stuff. But doing it from a distance into someone's home
what?
Was the
okay,
safest option.
That sounds so bad. That
I sound like Joe.
So
from you.
I was gonna say
oh
not. We don't mean
not
this
Joe.
In a Joe Goldberg way.
yeah.
We mean this in a
We are not
alone. We are other people have lives.
Yeah,
also,
exactly.
And it's comforting. Yeah.
We only have a couple more minutes left on our show.
Mm.
Sad. Mm. But. We'll just play a little ad for you, and then we'll be back to wrap up the show and play you out with some music. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
A Tribe Called Red is the Hallucination with their new record, One More Saturday Night, featuring Javia Mighty, Tanya Tagak, and more out now.
And we are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Hunkelmeen-speaking Musqueam people. We are the Vibe Collective, first ever episode. Myself and my two lovely co-hosts. Would you like to introduce yourselves one more time?
My name's Kiana. Thank you for listening, everyone. This is fun. And
I'm Vo. I also want to give a sincere thank you.
This was a lot of fun. We'll have more episodes, but this is a bi-weekly show. So we'll have more episodes every other week, Wednesdays 8 to 9. So it's a bit of a late night show if you're...
We're allowed to use the swear words.
Yeah, late exactly. Night,
student exec.
Any fun swear words you guys want to say before we sign off?
Yeah, we just... beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. I don't even say them. I just make them.
Yeah. I love that.
Self-censored.
Well, this was a lot of fun, and we will be back very...